Looking for a graduation gift to inform, inspire, and encourage? When you give a subscription to Christianity Today, you're giving redemptive, relevant news and thoughtful, balanced dialogue about the church, current issues, and public theology. Visit orderct.com/graduate gifts to get a discounted student subscription for the graduates in your life. Starting at only $2 per month, this gift will engage and grow their faith throughout the year. Click the link in the show notes or visit orderct.com/graduate gifts to order now.
We spend a lot of time on podcasts like this predicting the future in various ways. But as we do that, we know life is really unpredictable. And as the scripture says, we do not know the number of our days. And that's why it's a really important thing to have a will, to protect yourself and your family. Christianity Today has partnered with Epic Will to walk you through the entire process of creating a will in as little as 10 minutes. You don't have to have a law degree to be able to walk through this, and that's why it's really helpful. So visit morect.com, that's morct.com, will, that's morect.com/will to get started today.
Welcome to Questions in Ethics with Russell Moore, where we apply the gospel of the kingdom to cultural issues and your questions about the Christian life. Today's question is,
walk us through how to counsel someone who has undergone gender reassignment surgery and has now come to Christ. So help us think through what repentance looks like for someone in that situation.
Ask my students at Southern Seminary about 4 years ago in their final exam. That's an important issue, and one of the reasons that it is important to me is because one of the most enlightening things that ever happened on that issue for me was giving that question as a final exam when I was a professor at Southern Seminary, and having the fact that most of the people in the room, this was, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, most of the people in the room were like, that Wiley Moore, he's catching us in this trick situation, this hypothetical. Now, to be honest, I had kind of set them up for that because I would give them some really wild hypothetical sorts of situations. But this wasn't one of them. Every single one of the people in the room is either going to be dealing with people who are in that situation, and if they're not, it only means because they're not faithful in reaching their communities for Christ. If you're not having people asking, what must I do to be saved in this situation? It only means that you're not preaching to people in that situation. And that's a terrible place to be. So I think we need to recognize, first of all, the scripture tells us that God created us male and female, that these are not amorphous categories. These are not self-reversible categories. This has to do with how we're created by God. And so part of what repentance means is to acknowledge the authority of the Creator. Now, what's going to happen is a transgendered person is going to say, I don't feel like a man, or I don't feel like a woman. We shouldn't act as though that is surprising. There are all sorts of aspects of our humanity that we are alienated from. That's what it means to be sinners. And some people are alienated in more ways from some aspects than other people are. So we don't act as though we're surprised by that. We also make sure that we do not see transgendered persons as freaks. And there are a lot of people who do. They make jokes about transgendered persons. They act as though this is some really, really freakish sort of a thing. We're the people who have been called to seek and save that which was lost. And all of us were lost. We don't see people as freaks. And so I think about what Isaiah said about our Lord Jesus, looking forward to our Lord Jesus. He doesn't bend a broken reed. He doesn't snuff out a smoldering wick. He doesn't shout or cry aloud, the scripture says. So we have to have that sort of spirit that seeks not only to proclaim the gospel, but also to work with people to bear one another up towards sanctification. So I think what it means for someone to repent in that sense is to say, I'm a man, if that person was born a man, or I'm a woman, if that person was born a woman. Doesn't mean that person feels like a man or a woman. And you shouldn't expect that person to. What you should do is to say, this is what it means to follow Christ. It's difficult for all of us to follow Christ. That's why we need a church. That's why we have this entire time of life where God is sanctifying us. And so we're going to be here with you through this process, which means Galatians 6, we bear one another up. So that transgender person who comes to Christ says, I was born a man, but I don't know how to live as a man. We don't expect that person to immediately be a Genesis 2 prototype of a man, certainly not a cultural stereotype of a man. We say, this is what sanctification looks like. It's a process that takes place. And we need the whole body of Christ involved in this, working with this person, bearing this person up. And in turn, this person, as a part of the body of Christ, is going to be ministering to other people in the congregation in their particular points of weakness. So it means this isn't a quick and easy fix that happens. Nobody is. All the things that all of us brought to the table when we came to Christ, we're new creations in Christ, but He is transforming us from one level of glory to the other. We still need the body of Christ, and we still need that process of sanctification. So we patiently disciple. That's what I would say.
If you'd like to submit a question, email us at questions@erlc.com. That's questions@erlc.com. Or on Twitter and Facebook, use the hashtag AskRDM. Thanks for listening to the Questions and Ethics Podcast with Russell Moore. To check out future broadcasts, subscribe via iTunes or visit us on erlc.com.